Initially, I was a bit like, oh, I don't know if I really would like to do a documentary on oral sex. I don't know if that's really for me. And but at the time, my friend Paul Nichols was diagnosed with cancer, a different type of cancer, but it did kind of get my curiosity going, and I did feel like I just wanted to know a bit more about the big C. It's all to do with, like, bodily fluids, basically, you know, any oral sex, like, you know, normal sex or kissing or anything where any bodily fluids are exchanged. You know, HPV is a virus that lives, like, in the skin. So, you know, like, could be, like, in your mouth or in any other sort of areas of your body. And it basically is from oral sex, from any, and that can turn into a virus, which then is... if it's not, you know, protected or I don't know, vaccinated or however you want to say it, or, you know, approached, then it can turn cancerous. You can't screen for it. So by the time it gets to the point of, a dangerous point, basically, it's kind of a lump in your throat, and that's the only point where you can operate. Obviously, this show, we don't want people to be like, oh, my God, I can't have oral sex, I can't do this, you know, inevitably that's going to happen, you know, it's like the whole condom issue, like, you know, must use condoms, like, you know, people don't, and, you know, we live in the real world where, you know, they bring up these silly kind of thing, like, dental derms, which are like oral sex things, and it's just like, you know, it's not realistic to think that people aren't going to have oral sex. It is realistic that there is a vaccine that can maybe prevent people from getting this HPV, you know, related oral cancer. So, for me, I would just really say get vaccinated or get yourself checked.